The top U.S. and Iranian diplomats have been holding almost weekly meetings to try to finish the accord by their deadline at the end of March. But behind the scenes of collegiality, an active cyber war is raging, according to a website called The Intercept, which draws on secret U.S. government documents made public by Edward Snowden. It published details of a U.S. National Security Agency paper written 2 years ago that calls for a more robust U.S. response to Iran's improved cyber warfare capabilities. The report says Iran learned from a virus called Stuxnet inserted into its nuclear program, allegedly by U.S. and Israeli intelligence services in 2012. That incident may have shown Iranian leaders the value of cyber warfare capabilities as compared to expensive, controversial, and highly deadly nuclear weapons, says cyber warfare expert David Stupples of City University London.
Iran have now realized they have a much stronger weapon at hand. If they pour resources into that, they can continually attack and continually getting payoffs from their activities quite cheaply.
A basic form of cyber attack looks like this video produced by Professor Stupples' team from an actual incident.
This is the website servicing each of the requests they come in, and you can see the answers going back. Where it goes to start being bright, it means the website is becoming quite heavily loaded. So all the requests are coming in, but nothing is going back. Essentially, the website is completely closed down.
Such overload or denial of service attacks are irritating, but real problems come when cyber attacks steal or destroy data, as happened in the attack on Sony Pictures last year, allegedly by North Korea. Such attacks could also put people at risk by overheating power plants or taking services like highway signals or air traffic control offline. A year ago, the new head of the U.S. National Security Agency, Admiral Mike Rogers, told Congress cyber warfare is here to stay.
Clearly, cyber will be an element of almost any crisis we're going to see in the future. It has been in the past. I believe we see it today in the Ukraine. We've seen it in Syria, Georgia. It increasingly is becoming a norm.
And there's concern that terrorist groups could also move into the cyber domain, says Rachel Briggs of London's Institute for Strategic Dialogue.
We know that extremists are trying to use technology in the same way that they use wires and batteries. They have not so far as we know, been successful. It will only be a matter of time.
Cyber attacks are inexpensive, secret, deniable, and while frequent, are largely unknown to the public, potentially making them more attractive to terrorists and governments than conventional or nuclear weapons. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.